4th of July holiday weekend. Looks like we'll be dealing with some dangerous heat. For today and the 4th of July, we'll lump it together. Very hot both days. High 96, 97, somewhere in there. Heat index near the 105 danger range, maybe even higher. There'll be some spotty random storms around. Some towns will get lucky. Many, many towns will get skipped, though. Watch out for dangerous lightning. In fact, lightning injuries and deaths peak on the 4th of July. Otherwise, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the odds of encountering a thunderstorm get a little bit better. Scattered storms around and highs in the middle 90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
With ASA Credit Union's free Kasasa cash checking account, you can earn 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Senator Doug Jones met with rural hospital workers in Dadeville Tuesday. Jones heard from the staff at Lake Martin Community Hospital about the challenges they're facing. He says more funding is needed to keep these hospitals open. 8 months later and still no answers for the family of a man shot and killed last Thanksgiving. Jermaine Sanders was shot in the 1800 block of Church Street in Selma while walking home from Thanksgiving dinner. Governor Kay Ivey is offering a $5,000 reward for any information leading to an arrest and conviction. And celebrate the 4th of July tonight at Blount Cultural Park in Montgomery. The event is free and open to the public. Music from Cam & Company starts at 6, followed by the fireworks show at 9 p.m. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the 4th of July sale at Ace. Right now, buy one, get one 50% off on gallons of our top paint brands like Valspar, Clark & Kensington, and Magnolia Home Paint. And with our Ace Extra Mile promise, we'll help you get everything you need to paint in one trip or deliveries free. Don't miss the 4th of July sale at Ace. Buy one, get one 50% off our top paint brands. Now through Monday. Limit 2. Delivery subject to availability. Visit acehardware.com for details.
This is the sound of the DQ Cheeseburger Lovers deal being calculated by a cheeseburger lover.
Two DQ cheeseburgers. Huh, just $4. Two DQ doubles with cheese. Only $5?
And this is the sound of that cheeseburger lover checking that math.
Wait. Two DQ cheeseburgers, $4, and two DQ doubles with cheese, $5. I'm burger rich.
The DQ cheeseburger lover's deal. DQ, happy, tastes good. Price and participation may vary.
As a kid, I got a kick out of helping my grandpa string up a white sheet in the living room while grandma loaded the reel with home movies. I even enjoy watching the VHS tapes my parents took of me at my first soccer game. My poor dad, running around the field with that huge camcorder on his shoulder, huffing and puffing. I capture all my kiddos' moments on my phone. I don't want to lose this visual history, as I like to call it. I did my research and trusted Dan Black Studios to convert our files and films. Dan Black Studios has provided quality professional video services to the River Region for over 30 years and can convert anything to a DVD or digital format. 8mm films, slides, VHS tapes, iPhone videos and pictures, I mean everything. Dan Black Studios' processing facility is in Montgomery, unlike the big box stores, so you don't have to worry about anything being lost in transit. Preserve your visual history. Call Dan Black Studios at 334-279-6036.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Protests at border detention facilities. There's a new government report detailing disturbing allegations inside. One official warns of a ticking time bomb.
Huge victory for justice.
Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher is not guilty of murder in the death of an ISIS fighter.
Nike is canceling a sneaker that featured the Betsy Ross flag after receiving a complaint from Colin Kaepernick.
A massive explosion rocking an entire neighborhood in North Carolina. The stunning image from above, a hole where a home used used to be.
Tanks have arrived for President Trump's July 4th military salute.
President Trump beefing up the traditional festivities with a display of military might.
2020 census. The Department of Justice confirming the survey will be printed without that controversial question about U.S. citizenship.
Setting it in there.
Modern-day Little Red Hen may not appear to be a quotable authority on economics, but then some authorities on economics aren't worth quoting. About a year ago, I imposed a little poetry on you. It was called The Incredible Bread Machine and made a lot of sense with reference to matters economic. You didn't object too much, so having gotten away with it once, I'm going to try again. This is a little treatise on basic economics called The Modern Little Red Hen. Once upon a time, there was a little red hen who scratched about the barnyard until she uncovered some grains of wheat. She called her neighbors and said, "If we plant this wheat, we shall have bread to eat. Who will help me plant it?" "Not I," said the cow. "Not I," said the duck. "Not I," said the pig. "Not I," said the goose. "Then I will," said the little red hen, and she did. The wheat grew tall and ripened into golden grain. "Who will help me reap my wheat?" asked the little red hen. "Not I," said the duck. "Out of my classification," said the pig. "I'd lose my seniority," said the cow. "I'd lose my unemployment compensation," said the goose. "Then I will," said the little red hen, and she did. At last it came time to bake the bread. "Who will help me bake bread?" asked the little red hen. "Oh, that'd be overtime for me," said the cow. "I'd lose my welfare benefits," said the duck. "I'm a dropout and never learned how," said the pig. "Well, if I'm to be the only helper, that's discrimination," said the goose. "Then I will," said the little red hen. She baked 5 loaves and held them up for her neighbors to see. They all wanted some and, in fact, demanded a share. But the little red hen said, "No, I can eat the 5 loaves myself." "Excess profits," cried the cow. "Capitalist leech," screamed the duck. "I demand equal rights," yelled the goose. And the pig just grunted. And they painted unfair picket signs and marched round and round the little red hen, shouting obscenities. When the government agent came, he said to the little red hen, "You must not be greedy." "But I earned the bread," said the little red hen. "Exactly," said the agent. "That's the wonderful free enterprise system. Anyone in the barnyard can earn as much as he wants. But under our modern government regulations, the productive workers must divide their product with the idle." And they lived happily ever after, including the little red hen, who smiled and clucked, "I am grateful, I am grateful." But her neighbors wondered why she never again baked any more bread. I guess a lot of us have been wondering something like that. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
Go. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Well, good morning, everyone. Stock market is up 179 points. The market just closed 10 minutes ago. It's a short trading day. It'll be closed tomorrow, as will the bank. So you need to run to the bank before it closes today to get money. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello. Hello.
Hey, I'm excited about today. How about you?
I'm very excited. Yeah.
We have got a big show today. We got a lot going on today. It's our 4th of July edition of the Dan Morris Show.
Indeed.
And we've got tons of giveaways. We've got this Quick Quick Farm Market Gift Basket will be given away today. That's open to any caller. Then any person who's in the military or a military family member, you can call and get in. We had a listener give a very generous gift of two $50 gift cards that will be... two people that will receive those, and they will be in the military drawing for Sweet Creek Farm Market $50 gift card. And then any brand new caller can get in on a Fresh Market $50 gift card, which I'll be going by and picking up after the show, along with my ribs.
Yummy.
They've got the ribs $14.99 at Fresh Market from 11 to 3. I will be there at 3, so go by. Come by and see me and say hello. And the guy that's cooking the ribs today is Cecil. He's the manager. He's a personal friend of mine. He's a great guy. And I think you'll like him. I think you'll like what he has done. And I'm going to try something new this weekend. I saw something on Fox and Friends mm-hmm. where you make your own barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that. Have you heard of that?
Making your own barbecue sauce?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've done that.
Where you take like brown sugar, yeah, and you take ketchup, some ketchup, or Worcestershire sauce.
Yeah, or some apple cider vinegar, regular vinegar. And yeah.
They did twisted tea, which is the hard tea. And I was going, I looked that up, I went, I like that.
I'm actually partial to the Southern Carolina, sort of the mustard-based sauce. I like those a lot.
Ooh.
They're done well. But, I mean, barbecue sauce is just great all across the board. If I had to pick one, that or I'd say the Texans got something going on with just the dry rub nose sauce, like a huge beef rib.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they're big into the loin type stuff. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to be doing a gastrological discovery session this weekend, enjoying all sorts of different foods, heading down to Sweet Creek Farm Market on Saturday to get some goodies, cooking out steak on Saturday. The Braves lost last night, 2-0 against Philly, so that's not good. Let's go to the phones and go to Eric. Eric, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
I hope you guys have a good day.
Eric?
Eric.
Yes, sir.
Eric?
Yes, sir. Are you there?
I'm here. Are you there?
Well, my phone, I dropped it, and I may have already destroyed it. But aside from that, you guys, I want y'all to have a good four.
Well, thank you very much. Did you drop your phone?
Well, I did, but I kind of messed the lens up on it. And it's been, I can't say the word over the radio. It went, hey, you know what? And it's been acting up. So at any rate, I've been hunting a garbage can to throw it in, and I ain't found one yet close by, but.
Well, don't do that. Don't go crazy on your phone now. Go get a new phone before you do that.
I just wanted, you know, I was telling a friend of mine, I talked to an old friend I hadn't heard from in years, and I brought your name up, and I, you know, no pun intended, but I said, you know, Dan, he's familiar with politics because he worked in the Reagan administration. And, man, I'll tell you the truth. He's in his late 60s, and I'm not guessing. I don't want to know your age. I'm on up there myself and not in the 60s. But regardless, he says, you know, that was the best time of his life as far as working, morale, character during the 8 years of Reagan. He said there was something about the way he conducted himself, and I can only imagine what the heck you had to get the privilege of sitting alongside of him could have been like.
It was, I tell you what, it was an outstanding time, and one of my favorite events I ever did was on the 4th of July at Edwards Air Force Base, where Reagan came out, and we did the landing of the space shuttle, and we looked at all this old video of, if you remember, Richard Nixon looking at the Apollo moon astronauts in the Airstream trailer through the window. Okay, so here is a shuttle, and it lands. The President of the United States goes out. They pull the stairs up to the shuttle, and the astronauts get off and shake hands with the President of the United States.
Now, it was
something that it was so historic. And Reagan is looking at the tiles, and he touches the tiles that are on the aircraft. You remember, they would fall off, and they're worried about it burning up. It was just an incredible, incredible day.
I mean, that's what I was telling Jerry, I said, my friend, and he's like, man, I couldn't only imagine. I think you were in the press, right?
No, I was presidential advance and then director of event operations for the president.
Okay, I knew it was, you know, you traveled a lot. I want to shift gears real quick because I'm on the break, but I'll tell you something. Why all of a sudden, your opinion, and what is Joy? What the hell is what's AOC doing all of a sudden so concerned about the well-being of the border? And she jumps on the bandwagon and the cries, and she's downgrading everything that America stands for. Yet again, you can come over here illegally, and you get everything handed to you. Now, what kind of message
Eric,
that?
I tell you what. The Democrats, and I watched all this last night and this morning, and my temperature was just rising.
Oh, what are you talking about?
And so here's a group of people who said this was contrived, it was made up, and then they said it was a self-inflicted situation that Donald Trump created. And Donald Trump's been saying, we're being overrun at the border. Well, they go in, and guess what? We've been overrun at the border, and there's no place to put these people.
Well, what really, pardon my friend, tees me off is they say, you know, when she compared it to a concentration camp, and I, the guy called him Martin Levine, he said, you know what, a concentration camp is a place where you're brought to. These people came here.
Yeah.
You know, there's a hell of a difference. And this guy's family was a Holocaust survivor. The guy that caught was talking to Mark Levine last night on Fox. He said, there is no way in the hell that that's a concentration camp. You know, they come here illegally. That's not like we went and held them hostage and brought them to put them here. And I don't have a problem doing it legally. But today, I'm going to go ahead and let you go because I got 6:17. I'm going to win Sweet Creek. I know it.
You got it. I got you. I think Joey's got your name in.
Joey, yeah, yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir. I'm not going to quit trying.
You do. Eric, always keep coming back to the bar. You know what they say.
There you go. In fact, I'm going to when I get off work, I'm going to Winslow's and having a couple of dozens, maybe a couple.
Oh, Winslow's, yeah, my favorite place. Yeah. I love that. Draft.
I'm at the Bell Building. They renovate the Bell Building, which...
I tell you what, that happy hour for at Winslow's is really good.
One of you made the reason I'm going, and say we're doing the apartments down here at the Bell Building.
Oh, for the Foshies?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
It's just about ready. They start to show apartments up on the 12th, 11th floor, and they're real nice.
Yeah, I've seen the floor plan. They are very nice.
Yeah, they are. I'm telling you the truth, but. At any rate, today's my lucky day. You just let Joe know to go ahead and just plan on calling, and I'll call him. Thank you, sir. I appreciate
Eric,
it.
Eric, you listen, and I'll call. How about that?
Thank you, sir.
Thanks. East, hang on for me. Dan Morris Show. Gonna be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping, or they're scratching more than usual. What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Hello, this is David Ernest with Ernest Financial. And just like Ernest Financial makes lots of money for our clients, Blue Water has helped us make lots of money for our company. You cannot go wrong with advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
I have to ask Mr. Don Rickard, what's going on at Brubaker Motors? I've been in Troy, Clanton, Birmingham, even in Tuscaloosa, and everywhere I go, I'm seeing cars with Brubaker stickers on them.
Well, it's two things. Our minimum pricing policy is part of it. We would rather sell 1,000 vehicles and only make $100 than sell 100 cars and make $1,000. We price our vehicles to fit your budget so you can drive away in the car, truck, or SUV you've always wanted. The second thing is just simple hospitality. No gimmicks and no fine print. Our secret isn't really a secret at all.
What do you mean?
We respect all our customers and treat them fair. To put it in layman's terms, we just always do what is right.
That's it? Just good old Southern hospitality?
You got it. It's actually become the Brubaker way, and people appreciate that.
Stop and see for yourself. Brubaker Kia, Brubaker Infiniti, and Brubaker Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram in Prattville and Montgomery. Or visit them online at Brubaker.com. See firsthand why it's a better buy at Brubaker.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Dan Morris Show.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars.
272-9228, that's where we are.
Living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away.
Ah, yes. Let's go to the phones, and let's go to East. East, welcome aboard the Demo Show.
Well, good afternoon, man. I've got a request and a question, but first I just want to congratulate the winner of the Sweet Creek drawing. We won it earlier, and that is a great place to spend the 4th of July, man.
I tell you what, and there's so many kid-friendly things to do this weekend, so if you guys are looking for something to kind of get the kids moving around, that is a great place to go.
Now, what are you talking about? I'm a big kid. I'll go out there and watch the goat climb up down that thing. Hey, here's my request. I want to hear some more of those Reagan radio commentaries. I know that they're probably dated, but, man, I every time you play that, I just perk up, you know?
I need to find, though, there was a... he did a thing called Liberty Forum, and that was my first... exposure to Reagan, and that was in the 70s. It was at a radio station that I was working at, and everybody loved it. I remember one day we didn't get the reel in, and we didn't have it. Our phone rang off the hook. Where's Reagan?
Yeah,
I was going, and that was my first exposure to him, and he is really good.
Paul Harvey, man. I mean, that absolutely cranked my tractor when I was a kid.
Cranked your tractor.
Look, here's my question, though. I want to ask you this. Do you think that we conservatives are being manipulated by Nike? I mean, I don't know. I didn't know they were going to have a Betsy Ross sneaker until they told us they weren't. You know, and now all of a sudden it's a big problem, and it's like, I just feel like my chain's being yanked here a little bit.
Well, I don't know. They're selling those shoes on eBay for $2,500 a pair if you have them.
Oh, wait, let me go write a check.
But what I don't get is that the Betsy Ross flag is a racist statement. Why? Because they went to a basketball game at an all-white school, and they were waving those flags. And the team was a biracial team. Mm-hmm. Okay, but what they left out of the story is guess what the mascot for the school was? The Patriots.
Patriots.
So they left out that little thing, but you would hear Juan Williams yesterday said it was a racist statement, but he left out the Patriots out of the deal. That's what Kaepernick told Nike, that a school did this, and it was a racist statement.
Oh, well, you know, Kaepernick was oppressed by a white couple
who adopted
his entire life, and they made him go to college and made him play football, and so, I mean, you know, I see where he's got a beef there, but look, this thing, I just feel like I'm being manipulated a little bit. You know, we get all up in arms, and sometimes it backfires on them, and everybody buys more Chick-fil-A sandwiches than they, you know, probably need, but I mean, I don't know, man. I'm a little leery of this.
Are you a little leery? Are you questioning Nike?
Yeah, and I'm not wearing any of their shoes either, man.
Well, and I think, was supposed to be kind of a niche market specialty shoe. There are people out there that collect these things. And, I mean, after the Kaepernick ad and all that stuff, controversy sells. I mean, their sales are up. And I don't, this might hurt them some, but I think just the controversy and people talking about Nike puts Mikey on the brain.
Right. Well, it does, yeah.
But I'm not sure, but it's, you know, there's bad publicity and there's good publicity.
I agree with that. It's just, it depends also on who they're trying to target, I suppose. Like,
well,
what's their, who's buying all those shoes?
Kids, Nike ain't going to be on my list.
Definitely.
Yeah. Hey, great show. Happy 4th of July, guys.
Have a wonderful and safe 4th of July.
All of my fingers will be on my hand, I promise.
Thanks, I appreciate it. Newstone 93.1 FM, Dan Moore Show. We need to get a couple of clips that we did not get to yesterday. By the way, we've got the 4th of July controversy in Washington, D.C.
Oh, Lord.
This is unbelievable. Unbelievable. We've got some new information that came out last night on some information that John Solomon's got. But I want to go to Hannity, or the Hannity Show without Sean. And he's going to be talking about Ratliff on the IG report timing. I want to share this with you. No go?
What's going on here? Hold on.
Did I break it?
No.
Department of Justice Inspector General Michael Horowitz is nearing the end of his investigation into FISA abuse. In just a few short weeks, the truth will be revealed and deep state corruption will be exposed. Congressman John Ratcliffe was recently briefed by Horowitz on the progress of his investigation, and coming up, the congressman will be here to give us a preview of the upcoming events. Keep in mind, there are multiple ongoing probes into rampant corruption, misconduct, leaking, political bias, all while James Comey was heading up the FBI. Yet in a recent CNN town hall, James Comey said that he was proud of the way his department conducted business. Watch this.
I can't believe Republicans would have wanted it any other way, and we acted in a responsible, limited, and constrained way. I'm proud of the way we conducted ourselves.
Are you confident you did everything by the book and that the FBI, the people around you, did everything by the book?
Yes. No doubt in my mind, but that doesn't mean I'm against review of it. That's totally fine.
So you think the Inspector General will find nothing inappropriate?
I don't think so. At least not that I know of. But if they do, they do, and they should be transparent about it.
So should James Comey be proud of his conduct? Joining us now with more on the progress of the Inspector General report is Texas Congressman John Ratcliffe and former Congressman and Fox News contributor Trey Gowdy. Congressman Ratcliffe, you were a former U.S. attorney. My understanding is that you've had a discussion with the Inspector General just a few days ago. Tell us what happened and what transpired.
Did have the opportunity to meet with Inspector General Horowitz last week. Talked about his report, the timing of his report, not the content. And he related that his team's investigative work is complete, and they're now in the process of drafting that report. So I would expect that it will be a draft of that will be completed in short order. I will tell you, though, Jason, I don't expect that any of us are going to see it anytime real soon. He did relate that as much as 20% of his report is probably going to include classified information. So that draft report will have to undergo a classification review at the FBI and at the Department of Justice. So while I'm, you know, hopeful that we might see it before members of Congress recess for the August recess, I'm not too certain about that.
Okay, so I wanted to pass that on to you. So in other words, where we were thinking this was going to be coming out in July, because of the classification of a whole bunch of information, about 20% of it, he said, then they've got to go through the clearance process, and that's probably going to take a month plus to do that. So we may not see it, you know, we'll probably see it in September when they get back, unless they drop it while they're off on August recess, which wouldn't be a bad thing to do. So let me do this. Let me go to a break. Coming back, Dan Moore Show. Don't forget, 272-9228. Get in some of our drawings here, guys. Fresh Market gift card if you're a brand new caller. Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. All you got to do is say hi and talk to me. And then if you're in the military or military family member, you have access to two $50 gift cards from where? Sweet Creek Farm Market. Also, Fresh Market is doing the $14.99 4th of July week ribs. Today's the last day. I would take advantage of it. Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know.
The Dan Morris Show.
And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. There ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump on Twitter says he's still fighting to have a citizenship question included in the 2020 census, contradicting his Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross's statement yesterday that the idea was being dropped. Fox Business Network's Blake Berman at the White House.
Bottom line here, the 2020 census still being printed without the citizenship question on it, but you can expect to see more tweets, statements, comments like this from the president as he feels it is a matter of principle still worth pursuing.
The Supreme Court ruled against the way the citizenship question was being added. Joe Biden reports $21.5 million in second quarter campaign fundraising ahead of Bernie Sanders behind Pete Buttigieg. On the trail today,
Iowa caucus goers really have their pick of which candidate they want to see. If somebody doesn't want to see Mayor Pete or Beto or Bernie, they could go see Tim Ryan or Joe Biden or Kamala Harris.
That's Peter Ducey in Des Moines. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
As we approach this 4th of July holiday weekend, looks like we'll be dealing with some dangerous heat. For today and the 4th of July, we'll lump it together. Very hot both days, high 96, 97, somewhere in there. Heat index near the 105 danger range, maybe even higher. There'll be some spotty random storms around. Some towns will get lucky. Many, many towns will get skipped, though. Watch out for dangerous lightning. In fact, lightning injuries and deaths peak on the 4th of July. Otherwise, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the odds of encountering a thunderstorm get a little bit better. Scattered storms around and highs in the middle 90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
What's getting in the way of you living your best life, your prime life? Visit Prime South Bank and you'll find the service and tools for you to enjoy a prime life. From free checking to the perks of personal attention, Prime South Bank is ready to serve you in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Montgomery, and online. Member FDIC.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Two seven two nine two two eight. Guys, you better head down to Fresh Market and get your ribs. People are buying them five at a time. And let me tell you, that's a good strategy. Because you can take them, they're wrapped in aluminum foil, put them in the refrigerator, pull them out tomorrow, and just reheat them.
Oh, yeah.
And they are great. And just kind of make the aluminum foil a little loose, put them in the oven. I do something to get a little more moisture in there, and they are delicious.
Yeah, they reheat very well. I've done that myself.
Okay, so that's Fresh Market Cyber Res $14.99. People are, Susan just told me, buying five at a time. Ooh. So you better head down there so it doesn't run out. I better tell them to put mine aside.
Yes, because it's over at 3, right? They start, yeah. So hopefully put a rack aside for Dan.
A rack of ribs for Danny boy, Danny boy. Let's see here. Let's go back to Hannity without Sean. This is going to be Gowdy talking about Comey in the IG report.
Congressman Gowdy, I got to tell you, you have a very definitive James Comey who thinks he did everything by the book and that he did everything that he was supposed to. But you and Congressman Ratcliffe are the two people that I know of that have actually reviewed the FISA, unredacted, the FISA reports. Is Director Comey right? Is this just all for nothing because he did everything the way he was supposed to?
JC, I just want to make sure that we have the right James Comey. Is that the Comey that wrote he didn't leak in a memo that he later leaked? Is that the James Comey that said he didn't do weasel things while he was memorializing what he said was a private conversation? Is that the same James Comey that said the FBI didn't give a hoot about politics while two of his senior aides spent the better part of a year discussing two political candidates that they were supposed to be investigating? It's the same one that took advantage of the Trump administration by sending FBI agents to interview Michael Flynn while they let Hillary Clinton have a small law firm when she was interviewed. I just want to make sure it's the same James Comey. I don't know what Horowitz is going to find. I have a lot of confidence in him. He's a straight arrow. He's just looking at the FISA abuse. United States Attorney John Durham is looking at what happened in the late winter and spring of 2016. So your viewers have to have kind of a line of demarcation. Just remember Peter Strzok, if that name sounds familiar, in late July 2016 initiates a counterintelligence investigation into the Trump campaign. That's July of 2016. Horowitz is looking at the FISA process after that. Durham is looking at the origins of the Russia investigation prior to that. And I'm hopeful that those two investigations together will shed a lot of light so America can know what happened and then move on because it's been a really divisive 2 years.
Boy, he's spot on with that. Now, Ratcliffe is going to be talking about the IG report coming out. What is it going to reveal?
Congressman Ratcliffe, again, you've been a U.S. attorney. You and Trey Gowdy have reviewed the FISA reports. It says verified at the top, and I guess maybe if they want to debate what verified means. But you've actually looked at the unredacted reports. Comey says he did everything right. You two have looked at it and said it's not wrong, but that it was potentially done poorly and wrong and deceptively, and maybe exculpatory information was left out. Is Horowitz going to be the definitive word? What is his role in this process?
I think he's going to be one of the more important voices. I know a lot of folks are looking forward to Bob Mueller's testimony on July 17th that's coming up. But Bob Mueller's going to talk about collusion that didn't exist, about obstruction that the attorney general found didn't exist. You can ask Bob Mueller 10 times in 10 different languages, and I don't think there are going to be any new facts. I don't think there are going to be any new conclusions. But Michael Horowitz and his findings and John Durham and his findings, those are going to be significant. Those relate not to Trump misconduct, but to potential Obama misconduct. Look, you know, Jim Comey says they did everything right, even though, as Trey pointed out, you know, you've got the lead investigator who promised to stop Trump, wanted to prevent him from becoming president. He had a deputy director who lied under oath on multiple occasions and was criminally referred. And as Trey pointed out, Director Comey himself leaked private conversations with the president. You know, he has apparently a different definition of the word proud when he says he's proud of all that work. But we'll find out. Michael Horowitz, I do think findings will be significant, Jason, because it presents a real potential problem for the Democrats. Right now, we already know Bob Mueller has told us that a Democratic administration started an investigation into a conspiracy with Russia that did not exist. That's bad enough. It'd be a whole lot worse if it turns out that that same Democratic administration continued that investigation by breaking rules at the FISA court. If that happens, you can pretty much put a pin in any impeachment balloon, because it'd be hard for the Democrats to say, well, we started an investigation that we shouldn't have. We continued it by breaking the rules, but we want to impeach a president for trying to obstruct that investigation that never should have started.
Now, I wanted to get that. I wanted y'all to hear that, because that was scheduled for yesterday and we didn't get to it, particularly the timing of that report, because we've been thinking it's going to be coming out fairly soon. It looks like it's going to be very much delayed. So I wanted you guys to have the kind of first bite at the apple of that. Let's talk about the 4th of July events in D.C. Major Garrett, CBS News, is going to be talking about this. These guys are just apoplectic about this whole thing. Listen in.
The Pentagon is rolling out military hardware for a 4th of July unlike any other. Tanks on the National Mall and military flyovers will be part of the Capitol celebration by order of
President Trump. When it says tanks on the Capitol Mall, do you think of them as a static display, or do you think of them kind of roaming around the Capitol Mall?
Well, that makes you think it's roaming around. It's going to be like a Bastille Day, or God forbid, like what North Korea does.
Unbelievable.
And I would be against that just because it's a little too over the top.
Yeah,
and
that is over the top. But that's not what it is.
No,
it's static displays. Keep going.
First president to take an active role in any July 4th ceremony in recent memory. Major Garrett is near the Lincoln Memorial, where the president will speak tomorrow night. Major, you've got a long memory. What else is different about this event?
So much is different about it, but let's talk about things that have captured a lot of the national attention. Tanks and armored infantry vehicles. Well, let me show you what's going on right now here at the steps of the Lincoln Memorial. I'm going to have my photographer go over and show you this forklift that's bringing these protective slats to the platform here at the Lincoln Memorial. Why? We are led to believe that is to make sure that when those infantry vehicles and tanks are rolled up here, no damage is done to the steps here at the Lincoln Memorial, the platform here. So, when we talked to the National Park Service yesterday, it told us it was still waiting for the run of show from the White House. Pretty strong evidence that this is a show, and it's being stage managed by President Trump.
It is called a salute to America, but President Trump has made it clear the military will be front and center.
We have some incredible equipment, military equipment on display, brand new, and we're very proud of it.
Good old Major Garrett here. And the media is just going nuts over this whole thing. And I'd love to hear what the audience thinks about this. I mean, is this something bad? I probably have done 10 of these. And they're normally at the Capitol, at the steps of the Capitol.
Right.
And they do the fireworks down the mall, down the towards where the Washington Monument is. So you have that look at the Washington Monument with fireworks going off, around it, very photo-esque. And now they're moving everything down to where the Lincoln is.
Yeah, and this isn't foreign to me at all. Again, if this had been like a true military parade, that'd be one thing. But having grown up in an Air Force town, having grandfather ride access to the base, this is just sort of, I mean, it's what you can do. I mean, it's interesting.
We've had the stealth bomber and the B-2 here in Montgomery do a flyby. We've had the Blue Angels who are going to be there. We've had the Air Force equivalent of those. We've had them here several times, and they are just, the Dems are going crazy on this, absolutely crazy. Let's play the second part of the story.
Tanks and infantry vehicles will be on static display near the Lincoln Memorial, trucked in to prevent their treads from damaging the streets. Fighter jets, Air Force One, Marine One, a B-2 bomber, and the Blue Angels will fly over. These flyovers cost tens of thousands of dollars per hour, though military officials say they are essentially training flights and therefore not an extra cost to taxpayers. But the National Park Service is reportedly diverting nearly $2.5 million, originally intended for parks across the country, for this celebration.
Certainly going to be more expensive than previous years. Anytime you get a presidential visit, there are inherent security costs.
The White House is providing VIP tickets to Republican Party donors, raising concerns from some Democratic lawmakers that the nation's birthday is being politicized.
So you can assure us that the campaign will not use the 4th of July event in any fundraising emails or campaign imagery.
I can assure you that we'll act within the legal limits of what we are allowed to do.
Mr. Trump got the idea for an elaborate Washington military parade 2 years ago.
I was your guest at the Steel Day.
Now listen how the greatest parade Major does I've it. Ever seen.
The Federal Aviation Administration will temporarily shut down on 4th of July flights in and out of neighboring Reagan National Airport from 6:15 p.m. to 7:45 p.m. and again 9 p.m. to 9:45 p.m. This to deal with first the military flyovers and then the long, elaborate fireworks display.
You normally don't do military flyovers at night, just trying to help Major Garrett out with that. But did you hear, it's like, you know, there's a cost involved to do this at tens of thousands of dollars an hour. Well, what happened when we were doing the Super Bowl and we're doing, you know, games in Atlanta where they open the dome up and they do a flyby? They seem to ignore that when CBS has got the production of that. These guys amaze me, and it's under the category of what has Trump done wrong today. Let's go to Duke. Duke, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, y'all. How are y'all doing?
Doing very good.
They just don't want him to have a win here. If he pulls it off and it's a big, you know, patriotic type thing, it's going to look bad on the Dems, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely, it's going to look bad. And the other thing that Major Garrett left out is that the Democrat National Committee was offered tickets and the Republican National Committee was offered tickets. Republican National Committee is using them for their donors. The Democrat National Committee isn't doing anything with it.
Yeah, I just think they're worried that, you know, he's going to pull off a political win, and it's going to make them, you know, look bad.
I would caution him not to make the speech political. I would make it very Americana.
I'm sure that's what he'll do.
I just want to wish
y'all a happy 4th of July. Be careful.
Thanks, Duke. Appreciate you, buddy. Clint, we're top. Hang on. Going to a break. Coming back to you right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
In all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow, 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 ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Bigger, better than ever. It's the Kaiser Fine Furnishings 4th of July sale. Prices are marked an additional 20% off. They're already 40% off discounted prices. Save on a rustic king bed was $17.59. Now only $7.59. Or a square pub table with four stools was $14.59. July 4th priced at $6.39. These examples of savings you'll find store-wide at Kaiser. Most everything in stock is ready for delivery. Check out our huge selection on recliners. All on sale. Shop Wiser by Kaiser during the 4th of July sale. Now through July 6th on the Wetumpka Highway.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Two seven two nine two two eight. That's where we are.
Oh, beautiful.
July Day edition of the Dan Moore Show.
in liberating strife.
They're going to sneak the tanks in tonight. They don't want to mess up traffic, which is pretty smart of them.
It's considered.
It was really funny because you can blow a hole through Washington, D.C. during the day today. The only people that are in the city are tourists. All the government people are out of there. And what we would do is we'd go over and my apartment looked right into the city.
Yeah.
So you could sit up on the balcony and watch the fireworks. I mean, right in front of us was the Washington Monument. You could see the White House to the left, the Capitol off to the right. And you invite guests over so you can go watch the fireworks. And not that there were any adult beverages involved or anything like that.
No, no, no.
But one time we went down, actually went down and saw the fireworks at the Capitol. Another time we went, and one of the greatest places to watch the fireworks was from the Interior Department building. The Interior Department, the Secretary of Interior, has off of his office this balcony that looks out over the Lincoln Memorial and Constitutional Avenue.
Wow.
And you can stand out there, and Hodel was the Secretary of Interior, he's a friend of mine, and he invited us down to have hot dogs and hamburgers and watch the fireworks there. And getting out of there is the problem. That's the biggest problem. I made the mistake of trying to go home that night. That was not a smart thing to do. He had me convinced that, yeah, you just go down and get on the orange line, you head right back up to your house, because he didn't live far from me. And I said, well, or you can take me home in your chauffeur-driven limousine. Reminder before I get to the telephone calls, my good friend Dan Black at Dan Black Studios, he wants to help you preserve those Betamax, VHS, 8mm, anything that you've got that you need to convert to a digital format, DVD, or just put it on a jump drive so you can play it on anything. Once you get it on a jump drive, nothing will ever be obsolete because data and digital is always going to be there. It will always convert to the highest thing. So he can get that done for you, and you are going to be able to access those movies and things that have been sitting there for decades. Well, get them converted, preserve them, and keep them forever. You can put them up on the cloud. My cloud space is 99 cents a month, and I'm only using about a quarter of it. And I put a lot up there. So it's very, very cheap, very, very reasonable. And Dan Black Studios is very reasonable also. Give him a call. I'm going to give you a number, 334-440-7818, 440-7818. Dan Black, my good friend, have known him for decades, decades, and decades. He's going to take great care of you. Just do this for me. Say, Dan, what is the Dan Morris Show special for today? And he'll tell you. He's going to give you a discount. Let's go to Clint. Clint, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good day, sir.
How are you?
Good. Hey, it's a good thing they're moving those tanks in at night. Like we told the Germans in Germany, when we first got the M1, to stay 10 meters or more behind the tank. It will melt your grill and your hood.
Really?
The exhaust will. Yes, sir.
Wow.
You get within 5 feet, I mean, 10 feet or less, you're going to have car damage.
Oh, wow.
And I had a German, he stopped behind me, I was trying to wave him back, he wouldn't listen. He's about 3 feet away. And we just stood there watching behind the tank, watching his grill and hood melt. Then it ran hot, and the radiator blew.
Oh, my goodness. So who paid for that?
He did. So they were informed. It was put out, you know, to the German public. Don't get that close to the tank.
Wow.
The M60 wasn't that bad. But the M1 is turbine.
Hmm.
You know, it's a big, you know, it's not a big engine, but it's a powerful engine.
Yeah.
And it gets 800 degrees plus.
How fast will those things go?
Oh, they governed down. My fastest one, it ran 50 miles an hour.
What?
That's pretty good for 60 tons.
Oh, man. How do you stop that bad boy? I guess you don't stick your foot out.
Well, actually, the M1 is Cadillac. I think you stop on a dime.
Really?
Yeah, it sure would. Good brakes. Outstanding braking system on that vehicle. And it will go.
Well, it's really neat. They interviewed some of the soldiers that are part of the tank brigade that are going to be there. And they're going to take the kids, they're going to go do selfies with them, they're going to take them on a tour, let them go into the tank, get them in the driver's seat, and all this kind of stuff. And I'm telling you, it's going to win some people over.
It sure is. I mean, how many times does many civilians get to see something like that?
Exactly right.
You besides on TV in a bad situation. But yeah, to have a chance to get on our vehicles and see what it's all about. We did that at Fort Hood and Fort Riley all the time. So, kudos for the president. And these damn can't stand it, sir. I'm with you. I get griped out every day on these people.
Yeah, well, thanks for the telephone call, Clint.
Yes, sir.
We're going to play something Joy Reid said, and this is going to infuriate you guys.
But you think about the Bastille Day celebration. What is that celebration
Bastille
about?
Day.
What is the message that's meant to be sent by the military armada that's rolling down the streets of Paris? It's a message to tyrants. What Bastille Day represents is the victory over tyrannical rule, over the king, and over the attempt for the king to return. The storming of the Bastille was about victory over tyrants. What is the message when Kim Jong-un rolls tanks down the streets of his capital? The message is to democracy. It's the messages to people like us, to Western democracies. You better be careful because we, the unified Korean, North Korean people, will defeat you. We have nukes. Be afraid of us. So what is the message Donald Trump is trying to send by rolling tanks down Constitution Avenue?
He's not rolling tanks down Constitution Avenue.
It's certainly not to tyrants because he likes tyrants. He loves tyrants. It's not to Putin. It's not to Kim Jong-un. It's not to the Saudis. Is it to our friends? Western democracies, who he doesn't particularly like? Or is it to us? Is it to the resistance in this country? I got tanks. I have this military armada. The message is a threat. But it's always a threat when you roll out your military. But it's to whom is the threat? And I suspect that the threat is to his fellow Americans. And I hate to say that, but I think that Donald Trump styles himself a tyrant, not a defeater of tyrants.
That is unbelievable.
And she doesn't hate to say that.
She was talking about rolling tanks down Constitution. That's not going to happen, Joy. And then she did the Bastille Day. The storming of the Bastille was the overthrow of the French government and of the king and queen. And it's July 14th.
I keep having a phrase. It just came out of my mouth one day, Dan. It's censorious nitwits and nincompoopery. Hypercritical morons looking to nitpick anything Donald Trump does.
Can that fit on a t-shirt?
Censorious nitwits and nincompoopery? I think it could, actually.
I think you got something to sell there, buddy.
Yeah.
These people are unbelievable. Listen, before we go, let's do the montage of the 4th of July. Listen to this.
It's just obscene. It really is. And I just hope it doesn't spoil the whole day.
You'll see that this is really problematic to the D.C. City Council for several reasons.
As a native Washingtonian, I find this to be offensive. I don't
Michael
need a tank in my front lawn to tell my neighbor I'm a patriot.
So what is the message Donald Trump is trying to send by rolling tanks down Constitution Avenue? Who is that message to? It's certainly not to tyrants because he likes tyrants. He loves tyrants. It's not to Putin. It's not to Kim Jong-un. It's not to the Saudis. Is it to our friends? Is it to Western democracies, who he doesn't particularly like? Or is it to us?